Kenyan soldiers are the latest to arrive in Democratic Republic of Congo under the banner of an East African regional force. It's part of an agreement made by East African leaders earlier this year. They say they'll be supporting Congo's army.
The instructions and the concept of the heads of state are very clear. Our Kenyan friends are here on a purely offensive mission.
Congo's army says the Kenyan soldiers will help them fight the M23 rebel group. It's widely understood to be a proxy of neighbouring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it.
There are about 70 soldiers here. Kenya says in total it'll send a battalion of around 900, which is insignificant compared to the vast territory held by armed groups here in eastern Congo. But people are waiting to find out if these soldiers will actually engage in combat with the M23 rebel group.
M23's recent advances have forced nearly 200,000 people from their homes. Congo's army, known as FARDC, has been fighting the rebel group this week. It says it's trying to push them back.
Are the Kenyan forces going to fight with FARDC on the front? Or what is the plan?
I believe it's not a question of that. The main thing is the peace and stability within Eastern DRC.
There's been armed conflict in eastern Congo since Uganda and Rwanda invaded in the 1990s. They've been accused of meddling and looting minerals since then and of backing M23. Ugandan troops entered Congo again a year ago under an agreement with the government. They've since come under the banner of the regional force. Many Congolese people don't want them here. People have demonstrated several times in recent months against Rwanda and Uganda, who they blame for decades of military aggression, and against UN peacekeepers, who they blame for failing to protect them. Campaigners say a strengthened Congolese army should defeat the armed groups, and that it's Congo's vast mineral wealth that attracts foreign armies.
It's money, unfortunately. Whenever there is war, first of all, they're going to be a bill to the Congolese people. And second, well, there will be always mining, petrol, road construction contracts following with that.
East Africa's leaders say Kenyan troops and the regional force will bring stability. Others here say foreign forces are the problem, not the solution. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.